7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Sunday forecast calls for sunshine and a few passing clouds, highs in the mid-80s, about 15 degrees above average for this time of year, and a southwest wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows tonight into the 60s, some clouds early with clear conditions by tomorrow morning, light southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans of the First Alert Weather Center.
It is 83 degrees in Tysons, Waldorf at 84, Lafon Plaza at 78 degrees. WTOP News time is 2:59.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon to you. I'm Ralph Fox. Coming up, 5 more teens arrested after a gang robbery in Navy Yard.
One Maryland man killed, another man arrested after a violent weekend for DC nightlife. I'm Shana Stulen.
A stabbing death outside Audi Field. Now there is an arrest.
Student protesters demand GW reverse action taken against 7 activists. I'm Dick Iuliano.
What's DC's top dog name?
It is completely unique to DC.
I'm Gigi Barnett.
It's 3 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Oklahoma's governor has declared a state of emergency in 12 counties where deadly tornadoes have leveled more than 100 homes. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Sulphur, just outside of Oklahoma City.
We can see that this tornado kind of went through the main street, and you're just seeing piles of brick, of stone, of wood. We're seeing trees that were snapped in half.
The storms also caused widespread flooding and power outages. At least 2 people died. Meteorologist Mark Chinnards with the National Weather Service and says this storm system's now shifting east.
Ongoing thunderstorms across portions of Texas into Oklahoma. This activity is going to move eastward through the day. May redevelop, intensify.
More tornadoes, heavy rain, and hail are expected. A new CBS News poll shows the presidential race is very tight in some battleground states.
I'm Peter King. Donald Trump and Joe Biden won all 3 states in their victory years, but right now,
President Biden leads Donald Trump by 2 points in Michigan, while Trump has a 1-point edge over Biden in Pennsylvania and in Wisconsin.
CBS News Deputy Surveys Director Jennifer DePinto.
It seems this campaign might be an argument about who is the less bad option. Neither Joe Biden or Donald Trump elicit much in the way of positive feelings from voters in Michigan, Pennsylvania, or Wisconsin.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he is letting Trump's legal troubles play out on their own.
I'm not going to give him any advice. I'm focusing on turning the Senate Republicans into the majority here.
McConnell on Face the Nation today. He says he also stands by his comments on January 6th that Trump is not immune from prosecution. Diplomatic efforts to end the war in Gaza have intensified with new Hamas footage of 2 more hostages. Reporter Linda Gradstein.
I actually saw a photo of what the men looked like before and what they look like now, and the change is dramatic. One of the 2 men is also an American, Keith Siegel. His wife was released in November. She was also taken hostage.
President Biden spoke with Israel's prime minister today, urging him not to invade Rafah. WNBA legend Candace Parker says she's retiring.
Candace Parker drains the 3.
Parker's a 2-time MVP, 7-time WNBA All-Star, and has won championships with the LA Sparks, Chicago Sky, and Las Vegas Aces. She played her last game with the Aces last July after getting sidelined with a foot injury. It's a world of laughter. And character performers at Disneyland in California have now filed a petition to unionize, the effort coming more than 4 decades after Disney workers in Florida joined a union. They want more dependable scheduling. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's 3:03 on Sunday, April 28th. 83 degrees. We're into a warming trend starting today with highs in the 80s. Good afternoon. I'm Sandy Kozel with the top local stories we're following this hour. 5 more teens have been arrested after a group of about 20 young people allegedly robbed a business in Navy Yard earlier this month. D.C. police say on the night of April 16th, the suspects entered a CVS on New Jersey Avenue Southeast. When they started to leave without paying, they were stopped by a security guard. One suspect threw a bottle at the officer before the group left. Yesterday, 2 15-year-olds were arrested in connection with that theft,
as well as for an assault on the National Mall that happened a half hour earlier. Another 15-year-old and two 14-year-olds were also arrested yesterday. A 16-year-old had already been arrested last weekend. A victim has now been identified after back-to-back shootings this weekend at D.C. nightlife spots. One man has also been arrested.
D.C. police say the man was killed at a bar along U Street in the early morning hours Saturday. They say officers found 43-year-old Kenneth Goins inside the bar. The Salisbury, Maryland man was shot multiple times. They're searching for two men. Anyone with information is asked to contact police. Hours earlier, gunfire broke out by the Decades nightclub in DuPont Circle. Six people were hurt. Police have arrested 29-year-old Renwell Mantock of Hyattsville. Investigators say he started shooting after he was kicked out of the club. He is being charged with assault with intent to kill, among other charges. Shane Estulin, WTOP News.
D.C. police say a suspect is in custody after a 41-year-old man was stabbed to death outside Audi Field yesterday. The incident happened around 6:30 last evening near the intersection of 1st and T Street Southwest, just an hour before the D.C. United-Seattle Sounders match. 49-year-old Wally Chabot of Southwest D.C. was arrested and charged with second-degree murder. Investigators learned the victim and the suspect knew each other, and their altercation was apparently the result of a workplace dispute. Pro-Palestinian student protesters continue their encampment on the grounds of George Washington University. WTOP's Dick Uliano reports the students want GW to drop charges against seven students.
Rafi Al-Havashi, a student protest spokesman and GW junior, says George Washington must drop its case against seven students suspended from school and barred from university grounds.
We demand that students who are facing disciplinary actions for their activism work have those charges dropped immediately.
GW says it suspended several student protesters it accuses of violating university policies and trespassing.
These are egregious reactions to what we're doing.
Students say those suspended are being treated unfairly. Georgetown PhD student Samir Saeed points out the demonstration has been peaceful.
This is not a violent protest as some of the media has been trying to frame protesters here.
Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
It's an all clear at American University after a campus lockdown yesterday. Just before 6 p.m., students on an AU shuttle bus reported someone on the bus pointing a weapon in their direction. A campus police officer had seen someone matching the description walking toward campus, which initiated the lockdown, requiring the community to shelter in place. D.C. police arrested the suspect and the lockdown was lifted. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin isn't exactly a surrogate for Donald Trump. Youngkin won his job by keeping an arm's length from the former president. Speaking to CNN while on a trade mission to Europe, Youngkin also appears leery of Trump's new threats to impose tariffs on a whole range of countries and regions.
I think that the specifics of combating unfair trade practices are going to need to be levied against particular countries that are not trading fairly.
He appeared on State of the Union. The most common name for dogs in the district is unlike most others.
If you live in Maryland with a dog, it's most likely a golden retriever named Molly. How about Virginia? Dog owners there want Labrador retrievers called Bella. But in D.C., the 7-pound, 8-inch Yorkshire Terrier reigns supreme. And the most common dog name in the district? Bub.
No other state's top name is Bub, or really shows up a lot in our data.
Claudia Phillips is with the consumer website MarketWatch Guides. It researched each state's most popular breed and dog name. D.C. dog owners may choose Yorkies because at about $1,200 a year, they're light on the purse.
A lot of the more metro areas and the city areas enjoy the smaller breeds.
Gigi Barnett, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP and Money News, the luxury business is losing its sparkle. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing three kids, two dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Apply now and save with no application fee. Flexible online and hybrid classes start May 15th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
It's 308.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
and weather on the 8th to Rick McClure in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Let's start around the Capitol Beltway, where it looks like everyone's awake and ready to start a Sunday afternoon in the sun for the most part, with a few volume slow spots here and there through parts of Lanham, Largo, and Greenbelt. A little below speed on the outer loop headed through Prince George's County. Slow along a few stretches through Montgomery County, outer loop through Silver Spring, inner loop through parts of Bethesda. The slowest stretch is on the outer from the 270 spur toward Cabin John. No issues reported, just plenty of people getting out and about. And slow on the interloop Virginia side through Tysons and McLean headed toward the Legion Bridge. So that sums everything up around the Capitol Beltway at the moment. BW Parkway is a little below speed in the northbound lanes through parts of Greenbelt. Not too bad along the southbound side where it's off and on volume through parts of Fort Meade and Laurel. Route 50 to the Bay with getaway weekend volume east from Cape St. Clair toward the eastbound span. You're good on the westbound end of the Bay. Three lanes west, two lanes east crossed. At last check, we had crash cleanup activity in Burdensville from last hour along Route 29. Had a single lane getting by in the northbound lanes after Route 198. On the Virginia side, 95 has the slowest stretch of volume headed south through Woodbridge and Dale City. Slow on the northbound side on the stretch between Thornburg and Fredericksburg. Express lanes are pointed northbound. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable. Never look so good. Rick McClure, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Tracking that forecast, warm weather begins today. Temperatures in the 80s this afternoon. That fog continues to burn off from this morning. And we'll see those sunny skies with just a few passing clouds over the next couple of days. Tomorrow it's even warmer at 90 degrees. If we get to 90, it'll be for the first time in the month of April since 2017. And about 2.5 weeks ahead of schedule for the average first time of reaching 90. Once we go into the rest of the week, Tuesday will be close to 90 again. Then temperatures slowly come down into the 80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans in the First Alert Weather Center.
84 degrees in DuPont Circle, 82 in Germantown, 82 in Annandale. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. It's 3:10. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Andrew O'Day.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. It's been a great post-pandemic run for the luxury business.
Usually the luxury market grows around 3-4%. We have seen three consecutive years of 7%.
Rashid Mohammed Rashid is chairman of luxury fashion house Valentino. So what about this year? 7%?
This year started with an expectation that the luxury markets will grow between 2 to 4%. My personal feeling, it will be flat.
So what happened? A tipping point in inflation.
Anything that is luxury and exclusive, almost double in price in the last few years.
Luxury shoppers typically are made up of two kinds of people. The rich, who don't have to worry about inflation, but also the so-called aspirational, people in the middle and upper middle classes who are curtailing spending. They still want luxury, just not so much luxury stuff.
We have seen a significant shift in spending from goods to experience. Travelers are spending more on hospitality, on restaurants, on different aspects of entertainment.
Memories over merchandise. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Andrew O'Day on WTOP.
Coming up on WTOP, we hear from a reporter in Oklahoma about the destructive tornado that hit there. It's 3:12.
The wait's over, D.C. FanDuel. America's number one sportsbook is officially live, and right now new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams and all your favorite sports. And for me, I love betting baseball. I like to find games featuring two really solid starting pitchers that are backed by trustworthy bullpens, so I can bet the under. Plus, FanDuel offers so many different player prop bets that are fun to wager on, like strikeouts, total bases, and so much more. Just visit FanDuel.com/BigG. That's FanDuel.com/BigG. 18 plus and present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call text 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Coming up,
job protections for pregnant workers. I'm Lynn Bowie.
More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
When it comes to painting, don't do it yourself. Call the pros at your local CertaPro Painters. This is Dave Dildine, and take it from me, they really do provide excellent workmanship, quality, and a worry-free process for both residential and commercial spaces, all at the right price. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Schedule your free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. When choosing a painting professional, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose CertaPro Painters.
You want the best for your family, especially when it comes to their safety. So don't settle for just any old forecast. You need 7 News First Alert weather from WTOP. All the watches, all the warnings, every 10 minutes on the 8th. WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 3:15. While we make the most of a fantastic forecast here, severe weather is in the forecast again today for areas of Middle America already hit by destructive tornadoes. Officials say there have been at least 3 deaths, including one in Sulphur, Oklahoma. Before those numbers came in, reporter Brad Gibson joined our Lynn Bowie from Oklahoma.
It was a rough day in Oklahoma Saturday and into early Sunday, maybe 20 tornadoes. And at one point last night, there were 6 tornado warnings in effect at the same time. It got extremely bad around 10 p.m. Eastern time last night, and tornadoes in central Oklahoma, in and around Oklahoma City, just exploded in highly populated areas. So it's a mess through Oklahoma with multiple injuries this morning, but surprisingly, just one reported death, which is a testament, I think, to Oklahoma's being weather aware constantly about being prepared to take shelter.
The sun is now up. People are getting their day started. What kind of storm damage are you seeing where you are?
The worst damage is near me in the town of Sulphur, Oklahoma. Population 5,000. It's about 85 miles south of Oklahoma City and near the Texas border. It took a direct hit late Saturday. At least 20 injuries there. There were multiple people trapped, and the town suffered extreme damage from multiple tornadoes. It just wasn't hit once by a tornado. It was hit a second time. The town was under tornado warning several times through the night. Many buildings have been completely leveled there. There's some damage in Ardmore, Oklahoma, which is about 100 miles south of Oklahoma City. But really surprisingly, if you look at the video of this tornado, estimates are it was an EF3 tornado, multiple injuries, but no really major damage and no deaths. And so there's significant damage there to a nursing home and parts of the city hospital. So it's a mess across Oklahoma as daybreak arrives, but the severe weather is not over for this area today. The forecast is for more storms this afternoon, but nothing as severe as what we saw Saturday.
That's reporter Brad Gibson. Again, the death toll in Oklahoma is up to 3 now. Attending live theater can be difficult if you're hard of hearing, but John Doman tells us about a captioning program to simplify that.
It's a research project at the University of Maryland. Timothy Kelly, who's here working on his master's degree, is fine-tuning a program called Capster.
So that you don't have to download anything. It is a single QR code that gets you to a web browser, and as long as you have an internet connection, you're done.
The captioning can be color-coded to differentiate between characters. It can be translated into other languages, too, and all without relying on expensive third parties or giant screens placed next to the stage. He's making the program free for theaters of any size to use, though smaller theaters are the most likely to benefit.
We want there to be very little excuse for theaters to not provide captioning services.
In College Park, John Doman, WTOP News.
A quick look now at the top stories we're covering on WTOP. A string of tornadoes hits the nation's midsection, destroying homes and killing at least 3 people. The latest CBS News poll shows tight presidential race in 3 battleground states. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. It's 3:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th to Rick McClure in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Got a couple of issues in the District Northwest. We had a report of a crash involving a pedestrian that was struck along New Jersey Avenue and O Street, and another crash along New York Avenue at 7th Street. Could have them involved a bus, so we're going to double check that. And authorities are checking on a crash reported along southbound DC 295 near Pennsylvania Avenue. Could be blocking a travel lane. We do see some backups along that stretch. Meanwhile, the 395, 695 portions of the freeway are still at speed for the most part through parts of southeast and southwest. Let's head over to Virginia. I-95 is still the slowest stretch of volume headed south through Woodbridge and Dale City and parts of Dumfries. Slow on the northbound side on the stretch between Thornburg and Fredericksburg. Express lanes are pointed northbound for those who need it. I-395 looking good for the most part. Just a brief volume slowdown as you make your way toward the inbound 14th around Boundary Channel. I-66 starting to see a little volume both ways through Arlington near Glebe Road. This is inside the Beltway. Just volume at this point. We're going to keep our eyes on that one. And let's head over to Maryland, where we had the crash through Laurel that was affecting the eastbound lanes of Route 198 before Gunpowder Road had the right lane getting by at last check. And we also have crash cleanup activity in Burtonsville from last hour along Route 29. At one point, a single lane was all that was getting you by in the northbound lanes after Route 198. Route 50 to the Bay looking good. Getaway volume still in effect east from Cape St. Clair toward the eastbound span. You're good on the westbound span of the Bay. Three lanes west and two lanes east across. BW Parkway was a little below speed in the northbound lanes through parts of Greenbelt. Still not too bad along the southbound side. Off and on volume stretches through parts of Fort Meade and Laurel. And around the Beltway, still rolling well without issue. A little below speed on the outer loop through parts of Largo and Greenbelt headed through Prince George's County. But the slowest stretch is the outer loop from the 270 spur toward the Cabin John Parkway. We're going to check on that. No issues reported at the moment. Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. End their wait today. Become a Compassion International sponsor. Text radio to 83393. Rick McClure, WTOP Traffic.
To 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Tracking your Sunday forecast, sunshine and a few passing clouds. Temperatures way above the average this time of year in the mid-80s. We should be at 73. 86 is the forecast for today with winds out of the southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Some clouds early tonight giving way to generally clear conditions. Lows only into the 60s, so a mild start to your Monday morning. Tomorrow afternoon, near 90 degrees. If we reach 90, it will be for the first time in the month of April since 2017. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans in the First Alert Weather Center.
It is 84 degrees outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Coming up on WTOP, another private company launch is ready to head to the International Space Station. More news in 90 seconds.
This is John from 2060 Digital, and our partners are asking, what will be the most significant trends for digital marketing in 2024? With a growing number of tools and privacy policies, digital advertising is becoming more complex. It's critical to tie your marketing spend to business results. To prepare for the new year, review your website analytics, ads platforms, and internal systems to ensure they work together to provide a clear ROI. For more questions and tips, visit us at 2060digital.com/DC.
Grab your sunglasses and break out the boogie boards because things are heating up and summer's just around the corner. If you're getting ready to return to your summer home at the beach, be sure to set yourself up with essentials like Xfinity Internet, the fastest, most reliable way to stay connected to the things you love all season long. Stream the best barbecue playlists, download the hottest summer blockbusters, and keep the Wi-Fi ultra fast on slow rainy days when the squad stays inside. With Xfinity Internet, you can count on a reliable connection for all your devices, even when everyone's online. That means you're covered no matter how many people you invite to the party. You've stocked up on sunscreen. Now sign up for Xfinity Internet, the fastest internet today, and even faster speeds rolling out tomorrow. Check to see if Xfinity is now available in your area. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
You're listening to WTOP News.
At 3:22, Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. already have laws that require employers to provide accommodations for pregnant workers. WTOP's Lynn Bowie reports on a federal law offering that job protection nationwide.
With the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, an employee having trouble performing their job because of pregnancy, childbirth, or a related medical condition can ask for a reasonable accommodation. That might include a piece of equipment, additional breaks, or a different schedule. It applies to private employers and public sector employers that have 15 or more employees. If your employer says no, reach out to the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. This month, the EEOC issued its final regulation to carry out the law, and the final regulation goes into effect June 18th. Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
NASA is getting ready for the first launch with a crew on board the second private spacecraft for getting people to the International Space Station.
SpaceX has been flying NASA crews to and from the space station for a while, but Boeing's Starliner is ready for its first mission.
May 6 is our launch date. There's a lot of things between now and then. May 6 isn't magical.
NASA astronaut Sunny Williams and her co-crew member Butch Wilmore are now at the Kennedy Space Center ready for the launch next week in the Boeing capsule's first ever crewed mission.
We wouldn't be here if we weren't ready. We are ready. The spacecraft's ready. And the teams are ready.
The Boeing Starliner has had delays due to problems, but a non-crewed flight docked at the station about 2 years ago. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
A civil trial is set to get underway tomorrow, stemming from the 2021 leak of jet fuel from a World War II-era storage tank in Hawaii into the local water supply.
17 relatives of U.S. military members representing more than 7,500 other military families and civilians have sued the U.S. government over the leak, claiming 3 years on they're still suffering health effects from the tainted water. The outcome of the trial on Monday will help determine the success of other cases and what damages they might get. The U.S. government has acknowledged that the leak caused a nuisance for residents and that the government breached its duty of care, but it disputes that the plaintiffs were exposed to jet fuel at levels high enough to cause their alleged health problems. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
325.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Here's Rob Woodfork.
The Nats bats woke up in the fourth inning in Miami, erupting for five runs to cut the deficit to 7-5, and then just scored four more in the fifth inning. They lead the Marlins now 9-7 in the bottom of the fifth. Nick Senzel home runs keyed both. His three-run blast capped the fifth inning rally. His two-run shot capped the fourth. Florida native Jacob Young sparked that fourth inning scoring binge with his RBI double. C.J. Abrams atoning for an early error with a two-run double. And they need all this offense after Patrick Corbin gave up a Jazz Chisholm grand slam as part of the first inning from hell. The